years and minus one, like 5,000.
Okay. So next week you'll be here, Bez Hashem? We're having a shiur Wednesday night next week also. Because there's no Masiba this year. This is Lav Malkas the next week.
So. Maybe Masiba for Nasser.
Oh, okay.
Was talking about possibly.
Okay. But so that'll be upstairs or?
I don't know if it will be on Wednesday. I'm not sure what day it will be.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So we're talking about the chova of Hallel on Chanukah. So the Shiltos of Rabbi Chai Gol, this edition is the Shiltos with the Parish of the Netziv. Hamik Sheila is the Netziv's Parish to the Shiltos. So Shiltos, the Mechayim in the Beis Yisrael, Laduyei, Lashabchuhi, Kamishmaya, Be'idna, the Mitzchar, Rachish, Lehu Nisa. So you have a Chova, to be Meshamech HaKadosh Baruch Hu when a nace happens. Tichsiv Haluas Hashem Kol Goyim Shavku Kol Omim Ki Gavar Leiru Chasta Atu Mishum De Gavar Leiru Chasta Haluas Hashem Kol Goyim Elohi Kom Haluas Hashem Kol Goyim Ad Ovid Imchon Kol Shekin Ano De Gavar Leiru Chasta. So there's an Indian, there's a Chiv to be Meshamech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's part of the chiyuv of Hallel. In fact, if you look here in the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yudal L'Amar Aleph here on page 4, Tadar Rabbanan says the Gemara in Megillah, Arba Ushmona Neviim V'Sheva Neviyos Nisnabu Lohem L'Yisrael L'Pizchu V'Lohosiru Hamash Kotsu B'Torachutz B'Mikra Megillah. That was the only thing they added on the Torah. And what right did they have to do that? My Dorosh. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Oven, Amar Rav Yeshua Ben Korcham, my Me'abdus L'Cheiros, I'm reading Shira, Mimisa L'Chaim, Lo Kol Shekin. So when we left Mitzrayim, he said Shira, so Me'abdus L'Cheiros, so Mimisa L'Chaim, Lo Kol Shekin. So that is the Gemara says, the Makor, for Hallel, for Shira. Then the Gemara says, so why talk and we don't say it on Purim? So the Gemara says, Eino Mivnes Hallel Neshe Mechutz Laretz, or Kriyasa Zuhi Lila, maybe the Kriyasa Megillah itself is Hallel, all different terutsu. So, so the Netziv says, that Kal V'Chomer is the source of this halacha that we have to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shilta says we have to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Nisim that happened to us. So therefore, the same thing over here.
How is the Megillah the Halem?
What?
How is the Megillah the Halem? We don't mention.
Right, so that's a question. What does that mean, Kriyasa Zohi Lila? But we're telling over the story to Mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what happened. So it's, there's a word from Rav Huttner said that just like the Nase of Purim was a Nase Nistar, so the Hallel of Purim is Nistar. In other words, notably when you say over Hallel, you directly praise. Here, we're telling over the story, Mimela, praise. There's a piece in the Sefer, I heard Dr. Sussman once said this over from St. Louis many years ago.
What's the difference of the status? The source of the difference of the status between Megillus Esther and Megillus
Because one is a part of the Kisvei HaKodesh and one is...
So why wasn't it?
Why didn't it?
It was written by at that time.
Yeah. It's hard to... It wasn't part of the Kisvei HaKodesh. Some say it's that there was a penalty to the
Kashmonaim,
which they took Malchus Beis Dovid. Is a discussion that That some say over.
The Vaishnav said at one point it was land in Shul. And some, the Taimanim still do it.
Oh, yeah? Taimanim? So he says like this.
Is Sefer Maccabeim the same as Megillus Antiochus?
I think so.
They're two different.
I think they're the same, but I'm not sure.
Well, so the Netziv wants to know, so you learn how to Kal V'Chomer, so usually you learn how to Kal V'Chomer, it's a Din D'Oraisa. So he says, a Chiddush, he says that there's a chiluk between the year that the Nes happened and the future. Years. In other words, the year that the Kal V'Chomer is only for the year that the Nes happened. Then you have a Kal V'Chomer, Me'avdus L'Cheirus, Amirim Shira, Mimisa L'Chaim, L'Kol Shekein. But the concept of L'Doros, that we still say Hallel L'Doros, the Tziv says that's only a Dramana. So that's what he writes. Shuv. He says, on the left column, page 3, the last word on the line is Hosifu. Hosifu Chachamim Kovul Adoros Gil Tfil Sachanami came to Shikar Adai Alanesi Kavachom Shuv Lotsu Chachamim Mo Mitzah Adai Adoros. Mots Adam and Mubah, the Mitzah Chanaka Gampai Mosa Shayam in Atairo. The Hashtahud Rabbanim. In other words, the year that the Neis Chanukah happened, that year, they taka had a Chiv bin HaTorah to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the year that it happened. But the fact that we're continuously saying Hallel years later, that's only the Rabbanim. He says, Ulo kimo shekotzav agon tzadik chasam sofer. The chasam sofer says, no, the kvias yomoed Al Hanes La'olam in HaTorah. And you know, this Chasam Sofer is famous in the Zionist world. There's a famous tshuva from the Kol Mevaser, from Meshulam Roth, where he's the one who wrote the tshuva on saying Hallel and Yom Ha'atzmaut. You know, he was like the first tshuva to be written on this topic. And we'll see in a second, the Chasam Sofer is the one who says that when it's Mikal V'Chomer Misa L'Chaim L'Kol Shekein is not only the year that happened, but every year in the future on that day. So that became, that tshuva became a famous thing. But the Tziv says only the year it happens is the Raisa. You get a Nes that happened, you have to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu that year. And then Midrabanan in the future years. But the Chasam Sofer says no, the Kal V'Chomer is not only for the year it happened, every year on that day.
Where we learn that year that it's the Raisa?
No, it's the Kal V'Chomer. We Avdus L'Cheiros Amrit and Shira, when they came out of Mitzrayim. So Mimisa L'Chaim, like in Purim, with Chanukah, things like that, look Kol Shekein. What?
The Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Raisa.
Yeah.
So that if you're learning out from there, you should learn out from there also. It should be all of that, not just the original.
What?
Not just the first year. If you're comparing it, the Kol Shekein,
right.
You're comparing it to Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Right. From Hallel. From Hallel.
I'm saying, but yeah. Mitzrayim, you have a chiyuvot for every year.
Right.
So how do you learn out, you know, we're being selective now, and saying that only the first year is the Raisa and every other year is only the Rabbanon. What's the svara there? If you're taking it from Yetzias Mitzrayim, then it should
right.
be like
Yetzias like Mitzrayim.
You're saying that the Hallel and the
Haggadah
that we read every year is the right
thing. Maybe the Hallel is not. Oh, so take a look. Oh, so the Chasam Sofer, let's look at the Chasam Sofer inside. The Tzion, I told you, the Tzion, this is the Tzion, they like this Chasam Sofer. Usually the Hungarians are the ones who like the Chasam Sofer. It's like my friend Rabbi Armand said, it's ironic that, you know, Chasam Sofer is the Satmar's favorite Sefer. Right, the Tzion was more than, right. He says, page 6 at the bottom. He says, Purim Chanukah Doraisa, ach ma lasos mehem, but what exactly to do, im l'shloch monos, ul halig neiros, ul lasos zeicharaker, zeu drabonim. But he says, Tifa 4, he says, v'over ve'eina osa, shum zeichel li mei Chanukah, o Purim, but in other words, if you go through Purim and you don't do anything special, or you go through the 8 days of Chanukah and you don't do anything special, then you violated a mitzvah essay d'oraisa, that you weren't mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvah, the Kal V'chomer. But he says, you have to do something. That's what he says. Every year you have to do something. It was be the rabbanon. You have to do everything. You on Purim, you have to give shalach monos and matanos lavyonim and the suda and Chanukah. You have to light every night. But if you light one time, the whole time, or you do something, you say one day halal or something, then you fulfill the daraisa. Ach osa shum zecher ye ma sheyiyah al kolponim be yom echad bimei Chanukah. Afilo hidlik neros. So we say you said one day halal one day, or you lit Chanukah lit one night, you did the daraisa, and then everything else. But he says the concept is a daraisa concept that that if there was a nace that happened to the klal or to the prat, every year on that day you have to do something of shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, "If Efsher Kriyas Halal Megillah have a Kal V'chomer Doraisa, Lomar Shira, Kibo Shitziva BePesach L'Saper B'Tzias B'Zayim BePeh." So he's bringing, like you said, "Achanami B'Movus L'Chayim Chayv Lomar Shira BePeh Dafka."
Is there an expiration date?
There's no right. No expiration.
What happens to all the Megillah times?
Right, both of the Megillah times.
But only if you only do the Mizmor Shechanukat, Beit David, that's it, no?
You mean you say that compared to Tel?
You would say.
Say Chayal HaShachar.
Say it every day? Yeah. Well, we don't say this Friday, we don't say Mizmor Shechanukat, we say only Chanukat.
Yeah, that's the Shir Shal Yom, right? For Purim, according to the Gra, right?
Right, I'm saying.
Say Chalal Yelus Hashacha Keli Keli Lama Zafani. See, the Gra had much more colorful Shir Shal Yoms. We just do Monday, Tuesday, whatever it is. But the Gra had different things. If it was a special day, then he wouldn't have the regular Shir Shal Yom. So it comes out an interesting machlokes between the Nitziv and the Chasam Sofer about the status of Chanukah and Purim, you know, the subsequent years. That Chasam Sofer, it's a much stronger status. Well, so one of my friends told me, I was asking, what should I speak about Chanukah? He said, you should speak about what time is Neitz HaChama these days? What time is Vasikin these days? It's early. So some people, well, it's getting later. What time is it? The Chag Ma'ez Manim.
Yeah. 5:30 dawn. What time is
Neitz HaChama? 6:57. That's not so early. It's just, like almost 7 o'clock. So the shaila is like this: if you daven in the early minyan, you daven in a 6:30 minyan, which say daven is a 6:20 on Chanukah. So then you're gonna you're going to daven Shmoneh Esrei and Hallel before Netzach Hamah. So there is a halacha, we'll see, that any mitzvah you're supposed to do on the daytime, then l'chatchila you're supposed to do at Netz or after. But if you do it before Netzach Hamah, it's only with the Evet. So this was always a problem, because sometimes I would daven an earlier minyan, and then I would get to Hallel before Netzach Hamah. Now, Shmoneh Esrei, you're going to see, is also an issue. There was, if you daven at Netz, that's the special school of Fasikin. But if you daven before Netz, maybe it's only b'di'evit. So we'll see. And then it becomes more compounded on Chanukah and on Sukkot. Because Chanukah, you say Hallel, Shalem, Sukkot also. And on Sukkot also, you have the Dal Minim. And to do the Dal Minim after, before Netz is also a B'di'evit. So that's the question over here. Should you dafka daven in a later minyan? Or should you dafka, some years I did this, but I don't like doing this, to not say Hallel with the tzibur, and say Hallel after davening. But it's not a good idea, because you'll forget to say Hallel. Because if you don't do it with them, and you're not used to, you're going to forget.
It's only the problem the first day, right? The other days, even if it's too early, it's going for the day before.
Mm-hmm. Say again?
The second day of Hanukkah, when you're saying Hallel, before Netz, it's too early to say Hallel for the second day of Hanukkah. You're saying it for the first day of Hanukkah. Manushach.
But you said it already the first day.
You adopted this minion, you didn't.
Hallel has to be Bayom, right?
Hallel has to be Bayom. But
it can't be retroactive.
No.
Instead, you're saying it before Netz.
If you say, because the din is alosa shachar is when yom begins. So you're saying it, if it's after alosa shachar, it's already the next day. But there's a din, midrabanan, that lechatchila you're supposed to wait till Netzach Hamah, because if you do alosa shachar, you might do too early. Mm-hmm. And then you're saying it at night, and if you say it at night, you're not going to say mechla.
Unless you're forced, does it count really to do halim by yourself? But you lose the whole.
You did the mitzvah. You still did the mitzvah. Yeah, certain hallows, you can't do by yourself. There's a discussion. Who has a piece of Bitzalna or about like the hallel on? If you hold it, you say hallel the first night of Pesach. So Pashtus is, to some point out in Bitzalna, that it's only in shul. In other words, if you for some reason weren't in shul, then there might not be any in saying Hallel with a bracha by Marv. So this is the Mishnah. Take a look on page 8. Ein koras ha-megillah v'lo malin v'lo tovlin v'lo mazin v'chein shomesh yom v'keleged yom v'lo tidbo al shetei netzach hamah. There was v'chulam she'osu mish'ala omur ha-shachar kosher. So you have to do the mitzvah on Netzach Hamah, but if you didn't from Alos HaShachar, you don't say B'diyamit. Says Rashi, "Dimi Alos HaShachar Yimamahu, Halafi She'ena Kol Bekim Bo Tzrichim Lahamtin Ad Netzach Hamah." It's really Mikra Din, Alos HaShachar is Yom, but Alos HaShachar, you can be off a little bit, and if you're off a little bit, like if you did a Bris Milah, so you're supposed to wait till Netzach Hamah. If you did it after Alos HaShachar, you Yotze. But Chazal don't want you to do that, because maybe you'll do it at night, and then the Bris Milah is not good. And then he says here on page 9, the next Mishnah, he said, Kol Hayom Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah L'Kriyas Halal L'Kriyas Shofar. All these mitzvahs are done in the day, and then the Mishnah continues. The last line. Zak klal kol dover she mitzvah su bayom kosher kol hayom. Kosher kol hayom. So the Turi Ev and the Shagasari, it says here on page 12 that the first Mishnah we read, that you have to wait till Netzach Hamah, he says that applies to all the mitzvahs in the next Mishnah. All the Vachadika mitzvahs are kosher from Alosa Shachar, but they should Mashmavadai kol hani de choshiv masis l'kaman halel shofar lulav tzarech l'chatchila l'hamtin ad sheteni tzachama. So you have to wait till neitzachama. All this. Halel, all these things. In other words, don't say that it's only the things that are mentioned in the Mishnah here on Daf Chof Amud Aleph. Even the things that are Chof Amud Beis have the same halacha of Chof Amud Aleph, that l'chadchila you should wait till the sun rises. So this is a big question then, because if you're going to daven, if you say you have a job, you have to go, you know. So what's the, you know, what's the pshat? You know, should you tafka try to daven later on Chanukah, or you know, I always for Chanukah and Sukkot, I always try to daven later. In other words, even if I would daven in a minyan before Netzach Hamah, I would daven at a later minyan for Chanukah and Sukkot.
It's still better to daven with a minyan, right, than to, if you have to choose to daven with a minyan and doing these later.
Before we discuss Hallel and Sukkot, let's discuss the halacha of tefillah itself, davening. So what's the din by davening? So if you daven at Nates, okay, you get the Indian of Vasik. But say you don't daven at Nates. So is there still a maila to daven at least after Nates? So some say, yeah, that's this Mishnah. That any mitzvah you do in the day, you have to do after Nates l'chadchila. So I'm always very fond of the pre-chadash. There's a pre-chadash that I always like to say over on page 18. Because take a look in Shulchan Aruch here on page 16 first. He says, Man tefilas ha-shachar mitzvasu shiyaskil manei tzachama. Siv Yerucham Shevash. Vispalu mishalo ha-shachar ve'ei p'nei mizrach yotza. So it's mashma that 16-17 that you should daven what? At least from Neitzacham. And if you daven early, it's b'di'evit. Yotza means b'di'evit. And then you can, yeah. So Zakta Pri Chadash on page 18. Hamachaber sosim bekam lo perish. Iker hu d'shlosha zmanim yesh lahaskola zman tefila. There are three zmanim for the beginning of davening shachris. Iker mitzvaso hu mehanei tzachama kivasikin. That's the Iker. Tiksiv Yeruchem Shemesh. But he says, that's the Iker mitzvah. But he says a chiddush here. Ulechatchila, yohol lispalel misha'ola amur hashachar v'heir p'nei hamizrach. That you can daven even Shmona Esrei. It's not the mitzvah min hamufchor, but mitzvah min hamufchor is only at Vasikin. So if you daven after Vasikin, it's also not the mitzvah min hamufchor. Okay. But davening, his word is davening before Netzach Hamah, and davening after Netzach Hamah is the same l'chadchila. Why? He says, Midi dehava atomid. He says, the tomid shel shachar every morning was brought before Netzach Hamah. Right? That's the Mishnah in Yuma here. On page 15. Omer l'mamuna, tzurim higia zmanach shchita. For Omer Barkai. Masi ben Shmuel Omer, Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach. So that's Heyer HaMizrach is before, because the sun rays are coming up, even though the sun didn't ascend beyond the horizon yet. But it's still light, because the sun rays are up, and that's all you need. And that's what they did every single day. Why did they do that? Why did they wait? Why did they wait? They should have waited. Why did they wait? The answer is, before I should say, the reason they didn't wait is because all the korbanos that are brought during the day had to be brought after the Tabit Shel Shachar and before the Tabit Shel Ben Arbayim. So your time span was very limited. You had to come into these two bookends. So therefore, the earlier they started the day, they couldn't start at night, because it had to be in the day, but the earlier you start the day, then you can bring one of the other korbanos. So in the Mikdash, they shachris every morning was what? Was the Tabit Shel Shachar every morning was before Netzach Hamah. So therefore, says the Pri Chodesh, and therefore, since Tefillah Shachris is connected to Tabit Shel Shachar, so l'chatchila you can daven Shmon Esrei before Netzach Hamah. So that's what I'm always so mech on that. I mean, that this Pri Chodesh, that you can do it l'chatchila. But I always was said to myself, that's only a din in Shmon Esrei. L'chor, it's not a din in Halo, and it's not a din in the Dal Minim. So that's why I wouldn't rely on this kula on Hanukkah and Sukkot.
How early does it go? Does it allow for?
Well, it's meaning.
And how much before?
A nice amount, because you know, it could be in, you know, I don't know, like maybe 40 minutes or something. You know, something. It's a nice chunk of time. He says, but it has to be Allah Amor HaShachar and Heyer Pnei HaMizrach. Mispalu Mishallah Amor HaShachar Yotza. But if it's just Amor HaShachar, wasn't Heyer Pnei HaMizrach, then it's only B'di'evit.
How long is that usually?
One second. Kulam Shalosu Mishallah Amor HaShachar Yotza. V'gam HaTabi M'shachto Mishallah Amor HaShachar Lo Nifsal. El Shalchatchila Kol HaDvam Shemitzvasa B'yom Iker HaZman Hu Me'anetz. El Shebetabi Shetzarech Lo Hakriv Kol HaKorbanos Kodem Tabi Shel Ben Arbayim Higdimu Zman Muat Kodem HaNetzach Hamah. Al Maso Mishalom HaShachar Pshita Diyotza. But Lo Kavash Medivir Ben Yerucham Shevim Vesiyos Medivir Mechaber, because the Mechaber is Mashana that way. The Mechaber says here that Zman Tfil HaShachar is Mitzvasa Lachatchila from Netzach Hamah. And he's spalled Mishallah Amor HaShachar Ve'er Ben HaMizrach Yotza is Mashu only B'diyev. He said, no, that's L'chatchila. If it's not, if it's Heir Pnei, if it's all Amor HaShachar and not Heir Pnei HaMizrach, then it'll be, you know, B'diyev. So that's the Pri Chodesh. It's interesting, Moshe Feinstein has an interesting phraseology of this in the Tshuva. He wrote to Rav Nata Greenblatt many years ago, and it's a Tshuva about mezuzah. It has nothing to do with this at all, but Rav Moshe, he said on page 19, he says, Achma over Dover Gadol. He says, sometimes the Hanhaga L'chatchila is to do like the B'diyev. Ta'am Echol Dover Tzorich Yom L'chatchila B'diyev Tanchamer B'diyev Kosher Me'el Osa Shachar. He can't get Shechita Satomid Hayatzorich Lios came. Gam a tamid udover shetzarech lios bayom. Vein mokom lachalkom yishar dvarm. So why is this? We call the krivul. He krivul lachatchila tamid taken v'hir a mizrach whose man rav kodav an etzachama. Vein tzinun sa chavivus mitzvah sa tamid in higulasus lachatchila ki habedi evin mitzvah sa zrizus lachakim. Interesting phraseology, but it's interesting. It's interesting to note that the Rashash says a chiddush on page 10. So it comes out with Pashup Shah, like Rav Moshe said, we're bucking the regular rule here for the Talmud and then for Shachris, that L'chatchila, they brought the Talmud before Netz, and so the Pri Chodesh goes, that's the Mishnayos. The Pri Chodesh extends it to Tefillah, L'chatchila you can daven before Netzach Hamah.
There's no reason because he's saying because it's Rizus, though. It's Rizus, it's kind of a mile in the Avodah itself.
Yeah, okay.
So what's that, how does that apply to davening? It's not like you finish davening, you go daven again. You're bringing the carbon, so you can bring more carbonas.
Mm. Right, but this, but he's saying, but this, the tomid, shachris is connected to tomid shel shachar.
I understand, but we're mocked in the tomid shel shachar in order to bring more carbonas.
Right, so that doesn't apply. For right, it doesn't apply, but still, there's manim that Chazal koveya for the tefillah, so connected what the korbanos were. So even though, yeah, but maybe not. But okay, it's not that reason doesn't apply to the tefillah, but it could be that they still patterned it. I mean, it could be the mechaber holds like you. That's why he didn't say this for this pshat.
Because it's a good word, Captain.
Yeah, got to work. So he wants to say a chiddush. Look, and every chiddush, you know, they always start off with lulei de mistafina. Lulei mistafina, I would say this chiddush. So it's a way of saying it, but you know, like being a little bit shy about it. Lulei de mistafina, you see, Omer, that a neitzach hama de kan. The Mishnah that says lachatchil, we have to wait till neitzach hama. Eino a neitzach hama de kula shas. It's not the neitzach hama throughout shas. Do dal mila mea mura shachar. Elohu meishayi ha-mizrach. In other words, he's saying that there's no, he said, you know what he says, the Tumim was brought early, so it's an exception to the rule? No, that was the rule. The rule was, you need to wait till Heyer Pnei HaMizrach. And that's what Nates means in this context. Not the regular Nates, which means that the ball is above the horizon. Nates HaCham is a, and therefore, it's not an exception to the rule, because that was the rule. So then there's a big chiddush. That lechatchila, all the mitzvahs that you have to do, according to this Rashash, you don't have to worry, because most probably you're going to daven in this early minyan, so at least you'll get to lulav, and you'll get to halal, when? By Heyer Pnei HaMizrach.
I'm sorry, when is that?
So it's not so much, it'll be still, I don't know, is it 10 minutes? Or 5, I don't want to say it's an exact time. But in other words, it'll be around that time. Maybe a little later. Well, that doesn't matter because tefillin is mishayakir, and tefillin, you should know, doesn't have this halacha. In other words, there's no halacha that tefillin you have to lechatchila put on tefillin after day. No such halacha. You should say because it never says the word yom by tefillin, like tzitzis, risa moso, and one is learned out. So it's around that time, give or take a couple of, but it's still a chunk of time before Nates. So, in other words, so it's going to be around that time. So if you're going to be making the Mishayakir zone, different sheet is when Mishayakir is. You understand? But you'll already probably for sure do the Meher HaMizrach as well. And then you'll get all the mitzvahs l'chatchila. So according to this Rashash, he made a major breakthrough. He's saying, not like Rav Moshe and everyone else said, the Pri Chodesh, that we did a B'di'evit here. In the Mikdash, they did every day a B'di'evit? No, that was the din for Lulav and for Halal and for everything. Is that, Netzach Ham is not to be taken literally. That's his major breakthrough.
Is it, like right now, there's a half hour between Alos and Mishayakir. Right?
So, well, half hour, it depends what you hold this year of...
That's basically what they're showing.
Yeah.
You know what the but I came across a marsham. And this marsham opened up a whole new idea for me. Marsham quotes a Tosefta here on page 20. The question is what the Tosefta really means, you know. But the Tosefta says, Hallel, v'shevach, u'tfila, ma'akvo zo azo. So what does that mean? So the Marsham wants to take it to mean that was when you daven Shmona Esrei and you have to say Hallel. If you don't say Hallel, it's a chisaron in the Shmona Esrei. Not everyone. Well,
Did you know what was Sheva? It says Hallel, yeah. Sheva.
We'll see in a second. So this is the first tshuva. It's interesting. This is the first tshuva in the first chelik. In the Marsham is about this shaila. Are you allowed to say Hallel on Hanukkah and Sukkot before Netzachah? That's the first, it's unbelievable, that's the first tshuva. And who did he write it to? To the Aderis. That's Rav Kook's father-in-law. First tshuva. Mechtavam Megala Tipa Higiani Medova Shetzi Lefona Yudaga Malibo Yisichera Tavar Amidik Be'iro Kiyadei Sheyesh Pesach Knesset Beis Medrash Harbei. There is Kein Yibim Chein Yifes Asrovig Ma'at. He said that on Sukkot they had a lot of people there, but they didn't have so many Asrogim. So basically what they had to do is have many Minyonim to, and they would give an Asrog and they would split up the So therefore, they had to start early to get this whole process going. In other words, you'll give an esrog to this minion, and then they'll finish davening and give it to the next. V'chei mispalim zachar zever, yishonim miharim mispalim ol kodim neitzachama. V'chei notlim lulaveim imahalo kodim neitzachama. Hu neger hadin? It's neger hadin, deim asos kein l'chatchila. So v'tzidei lo medim zman hazeh sheyesh b'chol bayis kli shos. So right, so some want to say that we have a watch, we have a clock. So maybe so we're not going to make a mistake. The whole thing was before they had clocks. So they had a gzeira, you shouldn't daven from a lo sashachem because maybe you're going to daven too early. But today maybe the thing doesn't apply. Legla midish yidmu shekvar ola hashachar. Heshper gimel diyuma. So that's one svar. Maybe this whole thing shouldn't apply because we have clocks. Yesh lomar nesharia. Achshadas lavush lo mikri yom alachan. Yeah. Yinei dover zek var herich for Hashemesh. Yesh lahachmi b'shol torim l'hokel b'drabon. Oh. So then maybe this whole halacha only applies on a mitzvah d'oraisa, but not on a d'rabon. Oh. So that was the first thing that made me excited. Because, first of all, Dalad Minim, after the first day, is only the Rabbanim. So then taking the Lulav is not such a... And usually it's only going to be relevant to Chol Moed. People are not davening so early on Yom Tov. It's with Chol Moed, when they have to go places, they're davening early. If you assume like that... And then, I was thinking that the Hallel thing, totally on the Netziv and the Chasam Sofer. That if you like the Netziv, so also the Hallel is only a Derabbanan because it's not the Hallel of the year of the miracle. So if you say like that, then there should be nothing wrong with davening early because maybe the whole thing doesn't apply to a Derabbanan. It's a Chashash, so maybe the Chashash was only said on a Deraisa, not on a Derabbanan. That's one point. But then he says another word. And he's died to the next paragraph. Yesh lo'er, the halal yesh lach miyoseh. Maybe halal is more chomer, because halal, the pasuk itself says, mi mizrach shemesh ad mavolo, which is mashma, that when the shemesh is already up until it sets. So that's licked in the pasuk. So maybe there, for sure, you should wait till nates. He says it's going to cause a machlokas. So he says, so maybe we shouldn't. And then he says that next paragraph. He says, why do we say Kaddish Tiskabel after Hallel? Right? In other words, right, we say, well, then you say Hallel, you say Shmon Esrei, the Chazar Shashatz, then Hallel, and then Kaddish Tiskabel. He says, Ashkozik Shemafsikim made Tfilah l'Hallel, Mesichim v'Teila, Eich Yomu Kaddish Tiskabel Achar Hallel, he also Nochon Shemu Kaddish Tiskabel Achar Shmon Esrei, Yasru Lom Kaddish Achar Hallel, Vani Hinei Matzasi Dover Chodesh, B'Tosefta. So he says, it says in the Tosefta, Tefillah v'halal ma'akvin zezeh. You can't have any lo yotzu yidei chovas tefillah at sheyomru gam halal. So that's the pshat. It's connected.
Kaddish would be a sukkah.
Right. So dafka. So I was thinking, even though there's some that learn this Tosefta differently, and I'll tell you what the other pshat is, but lemaisa, everyone does Kaddish Tiskabel after halal. So even if this is proof from the Tosefta is not correct, because there are others that learn Tosefta differently, that I'll explain soon. But lemaisa, we say Kaddish Tiskabel when after halal. So we always have the halal and the Shmoneh Esrei together. So I was thinking like this.
Like the Tachanun.
Yeah.
It's replaced.
Yeah. So I was thinking that once the Pri Chadash gives the Heter to Daven Shmoneh Esrei before Netzach Hamah, if you hold like the Pri Chadash, then included in that Heter, based on this, should be Halal as well. Because Halal and Shmoneh Esrei are attached. Haraya, you wait for Kaddish Tiskabel after Halal. And then, he points out that Dalet Minim and Halal also go together. So I thought that maybe it's not such a, you know, so I always was very makbid, and maybe I'll still try to be makbid, but Limut Schus, and all these people that are davening early on Hanukkah, and they're davening early on Sukkot, and they're taking their lulav. So if one thing is the idea, maybe it's a Rabbanan, and then, but another idea is this whole cheshbon that Shmoneh Esrei was mutter, midin the Tamid Shel Shachar was always before. So once you got Shmoneh Esrei with mutter, then Halal comes along, and then the Dalmidim come along with Halal. So that's
Tachanun is considered part of Tefillah.
Yeah, that's brought down. Yeah, you're not supposed to talk between Shmoneh Esrei and Tachanun.
And Halal is sort of a substitute.
Right, you could
the same place. We don't say both of them.
Right.
So in that sense, Halal is like a hemshech of Tefillah as well.
Yeah. Right.
Surprised it's not a Muslim.
And then he says that one of the ideas for these shuls were to daven. Zeh yesh lo in this paragraph. Kama masha rotsa l'shanos haminhag sheikaru b'sefer Torah v'yispaldu musaf kodem halal. V'chach yomer halal. In other words, maybe we could solve this problem that they're taking the dal meeting early, so just push halal to later in the davening. Right? Push halal to later in the davening. And you'll start, in other words, after Shachris, they'll lane, and they'll say Musaf, and then they'll say halal.
It's like they move around
Hoshana. You came into halal with Tefillah Ma'akvim Zezeh, have a kemitzvah achas, ve'ein lahafsik b'kriyas haTorah. So he says he doesn't like that. So even though it's going to mean that you're going to say halal before Netzach Hamah, so be it. He doesn't speak about the pre-chadash and that, but he's saying his heter was they had to do this because there'd be fights and then they have to start early because they wouldn't be able to orchestrate all these minyanim. So they're going to down this. But then he says he could still save the day by pushing halal later. He says, no, because once you have to daven Shmoneh Esrei, then Halal comes along. So I'm just, instead of putting no fights, I'm just saying, if you philosophize on the Pre-Chadash and you daven Shmoneh Esrei early because you're saying the Pre-Chadash permits it, then Halal becomes Mutter, and then, like he's going to say, once Halal is, then the daven, that he points out, that once I think you say halal early, then the dalal minim come along with it.
Why does halal have to go right after Shmoneh Esrei, though?
Well, you see, in other words, he says that's what the Tosefta say. And he's saying even without the Tosefta, the Maisa, if it was something separate, we would have said Kaddish Tiskabel before halal. Mm-hmm.
But what is also to not interrupt between the Torah reading and the Musaf? Is that what you said?
So he said, no, there was, so he had an idea, I guess, yeah, Deris had an idea that maybe we could have the minyan early, mm-hmm. but we won't have the yeah. Dalet Minim and Halal till later, and we'll just switch the order of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll daven Musa first and do this, and you know.
And why not?
He says, because it's not right, because once you daven Shmoneh Esrei, Halal has to come right away after it.
Because of Kaddish.
So because it's part of, it's like a continuation of the
Shmoneh Esrei. Because of the Kaddish Tikkabah.
That the Kaddish Tikkabah just proves the
yeah,
point.
Yeah, that's... But that's how you get...
That's how you see it.
Yeah.
But you know, I've heard said that if you walk into a shul and they're davening, you haven't started davening yet. Or you started suke and they're davening halal, that the brachas of halal act... Or I'm sorry, the brachas of suke act like the brachas of halal, and you should join in with the minyan. And you're obviously not going to say halal again after Shmoneh Esrei.
If you daven with the people.
Yeah, I heard that you're supposed to do that.
I don't know if that's necessarily the case.
Yeah.
There can be that.
Because then that would imply, because obviously you're not going to daven halal again.
Or at least he doesn't necessarily subscribe to that. Some say that the pshat of the Tosefta, some of the Farshim saying the halal, the shevach, and the Tefillah's Machaneh just means the three parts of the Shmoneh Esrei, the Shevach and the Bakasha and Hodah. That's how some of the Rosh would be. And you can't, and so Hala, you know, is the maybe the Hodah, and the Shevach is the first three, and the Tefillah is the Bakashas. So that's how some of the Rosh learned. So then, you know. Yeah, so the Shevach is the first three brachas.
Right, yeah. The
other way, yeah. So we have to come up with some... but as I said, even if he's not correct about the Tosefta, it's still a true thing that we say Hallel before you know, Kaddish Tiskabel. So I like but I like this idea because it's something I will always think about. You know, especially in times when I have to daven early, and then I always try to do this thing. It's not a good thing, because especially for the dalminim, like it was the dalminim, and then they're going to do the hoshanas, and then you're going to start first, and you're not going to be along with them, and it's not nice. It's not such a good idea. And then the time they're almost finished with the hoshanas is the first they'll get to Netzach Hama, so and then you won't, you know. So this is a mahalach, maybe to miyashev. That if you're davening with them, there's what to rely on. Once there's what to rely on for the Shmoneh Esrei, then there's what to rely on for the Halal, then there's what to rely on for the Dalet Minim. And that also works out with the fact that it's a Drabbanan.
Does he take the Pre-Chadash? Or you're taking the Pre-Chadash to let you daven with
right, he's
at Aloth?
Right.
Or you're taking the Marsham
right.
to attach Halal?
Right, but he's doing it. So how does he do it? He's taking, he doesn't work with the Pre-Chadash. I'm working with the prayer. He doesn't work. He's just saying you had to do it early because they needed to get all these minyanim in. Right? So that was the head. But then he's saying, but then you're messing up the dal minim and the halal. So that's what he's trying to figure out. Well, how to do that.
The pre-chadash is even there. It was sort of like a bidi yavin situation. They were sort of forced to daven earlier. But right. For us,
it's even better.
To daven earlier, we might not be able to rely on Marsham. But if you take the pre-chadash as our justification,
right, then everything else follows.
Right,
the here in Mizrach, then everything else follows. Right.
That stands only if you go for Avodat HaKodesh, because they were doing that pre-Netz to do something Kodesh after, to prepare for some more Kodesh.
Yeah, so that's what Rabbi Ginsburg was saying. So I said, so that's what Rabbi Yosef Karo held. Rabbi Yosef Karo didn't subscribe to what the Pre-Chadash said. He says if you daven before Netzach Hama, it's only b'diavad.
No, if you do Avodat HaKodesh, it makes sense because it's to do something.
I understand, but my feeling is that it's patterned Kenegadis. So for that Korban, they did it early, then the Tefillah could, even though the reasoning doesn't necessarily apply. So that was. Okay, so and then this all ties back to how we started this year with the Netziv and the Chasam Sofer, because that's related to this this whole thing as well. Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, next week we'll have Shir B'siyata Nishmaya on Al Hanisim, on the Chiv of what's the status of Al Hanisim that we say in benching and in Shmon Esrei and things related to that. Okay. Okay, so